following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth.
All right, let's get to it. 610-700-WLW. It's Arnell Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. We know by now the Bengals season is over. There's plenty of off-season conversation and storylines to get to there. But college basketball hits February with plenty of storylines for the local teams. UC is at home tonight versus Tulsa. Dan and Terry have coverage following us at the bottom of the hour. Let's talk Bearcats. Maybe catch up some fans who are ready to jump into the college basketball conversation. He covers the Bearcats for The Athletic. That would be Justin Williams. Justin, how we doing?
I'm good, Lance. How are you?
I'm well. I appreciate your time so close to tip. Let's backtrack a little bit to Saturday. UC loses to number 3 Houston. One of those games it seemed like it teased fans with the flash of potential in this team and yet frustrated them with their realization that there's still work to be done.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it was probably the best game this team has played under Wes Miller since last November, you know, a season ago when they upset Illinois on the road in non-conference play. And that seems like a backhanded compliment because they end up losing, but they go on the road against the, you know, a top 5 team, the number 3 ranked team in the country in Houston. They really outplayed them for 30 minutes. And then, you know, yeah, they fall apart. They get outscored 26-9 over the last 10 minutes, but I went back and rewatched it. It wasn't a collapse. Houston starts hitting some shots because they're a top 5 team. They have a lottery pick in Jairus Walker. And Cincinnati had some tough, you know, some good looks, you know, kind of rim in and out. And it just turns up ending up as a loss. But if you're looking at kind of the progress of this team, they came out, you know, they had no fear. They didn't fall behind. And it showed what they're capable of. But it also showed, like you said, there's still some patience that's required. There's still some steps this program needs to take in order to kind of get back on that level.
Justin, on court, player-wise, skill set-wise, the X's and O's-wise, what's the biggest improvement in this team from year one under West to year two?
I think two things stand out. One is the addition of Landers Nolly, who transfer they got from Memphis. He's the leading scorer. He had 24 against Houston. I mean, he has unlimited range. He's shooting, I think, 50% from 3 in conference play. And that's just something they didn't have to put alongside David DeJulius last year. DeJulius still having a really good season, but so much of last season was teams could double and triple team DeJulius because they didn't have another option. Now Landers takes a lot of pressure off of DeJulius. Then the other one is just the progress that Victor Locken has made. You know, if fans haven't really tuned in too much this season, they might remember the big guy who had a couple good moments last season. He's now almost a consistently, you know, 14-8 double-double type player in the post. He's totally changed the shape of their offense because they can play inside out. They have that guy they can finally throw the ball into if, you know, a play doesn't work or things get scrambled. And he's actually turned into a pretty impressive rebounder and post presence on the defensive end. And he's still a young guy. He's just a redshirt sophomore. And his development this season, we've been hearing a lot about his potential since he came here from Russia. And it's starting to show this season, and he still has a bunch of room to get better. And so he's going to be a big piece of this program as it moves forward this season and into the Big 12 next year.
Justin, what has prompted that? What has brought out that breakout in his third season?
Honestly, it's him being healthy. You know, he came over from Russia in the middle of COVID, and when he got here, it turned out that he had a knee injury, so he missed his entire true freshman year on the sideline. And then last year, he didn't have a full off season. You know, I talked about a couple weeks ago, he went back to Russia for a little bit, just never really got in great shape heading into the year. And this season, he stayed in Cincinnati all off season, got in really good shape, and he's really feeling the benefits of that this season. His minutes are up, his production's up. And so by being healthy, it's allowed him to kind of hone his game in some areas and clean up some of the issues he had last year. He's a really talented, instinctive player. And with him being healthy and being able to stay on the floor, you're starting to see, you know, him kind of shore up some of the issues or problems that he had last year with foul trouble or not being in the right spot. And all of it's just kind of blossoming into his talent and instincts taking over.
Talking UC basketball with Justin Williams from The Athletic. Bearcats 14-8 overall, 5-4 in conference, at home tonight against Tulsa. Dan and Terry with pregame coming up in a matter of minutes. You know, fans are always looking ahead and looking to recruiting in the future, but there appears to be plenty of reasons to be excited about the development right now before our eyes of freshman Dan Skillings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a guy who, if you talk to Wes or other coaches in the program, you know, he has a long way to go. He's a true freshman, but they feel like he has NBA-level talent and athleticism. And you see that in flashes. Yep. Like, he's a great instinctive rebounder. You'll see him beat guys baseline for dunks or layups. And he's still trying to get the finer points of his jump shot down and maybe where to be on defense. But this is the kind of guy, you know, Wes, when he came in, talked about he wants to recruit really lengthy, versatile wings, kind of this positionless basketball. And Dan Skillings totally fits that style. And as he gets, you know, they've played him quite a bit this year. And sometimes there's been games where maybe he just hasn't totally figured it out or is struggling a little bit. But it's one of those things where you can see the talent. You can see kind of the raw athleticism there. And him getting minutes this season is only going to help him as they move into the Big 12. And he's going to be one of those guys, along with Josh Reed, the other freshman who's played a lot this year. Like, they're going to be guys that they need to really step up starting next season. The fact that they're able to get some minutes and get some, you know, legitimate playing time this year should benefit them moving forward.
Speaking of the Big 12, got to ask you about football. Big 12 football schedule announced yesterday for the Bearcats. Having a day to process it all, and you've written about it. Anything in particular jump out?
Honestly, if you're looking from Cincinnati's perspective, you know, fans want those big matchups, right? They want to play Texas and TCU and all that. But I actually think it broke about as well as it could for Cincinnati, considering new conference, Power Five, they're breaking in a new coach in Scott Satterfield. They have five home conference games, which is nice. They avoid TCU, they avoid Texas, they avoid Kansas State. They get Oklahoma at home, and they play all three of the other newcomers, Houston, UCF, BYU. So if ever there was a time to want to kind of ease into that power conference, it's probably this transition that Cincinnati football is going through. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but if you're just looking on paper, you know, 6 months before the season starts, I actually think it probably worked out about as good as Cincinnati could hope for.
Just in the other news of the week, the TQL deal announcement. What do you make of that? What does that mean for UC?
You know, it's money, and that's a big thing because they're building this new indoor practice facility. They have this $100 million campaign as they're going into the Big 12 that they want to raise that money for. They're now, with the TQL deal, they're basically up over $80 million of that $100 million that they're trying to raise in terms of commitments. And so from that standpoint, okay, great. You know, you're going to need to plan a little bit bigger stage, so it'll help them get that indoor practice facility moving a little bit quicker. And it's also just, you know, this is a well-known local company. Their name's on the FC Cincinnati Stadium. And if you're kind of looking for, hey, we're going to the Big 12, we want to be as big time as possible, all right, maybe this is a chance to have some of those other big companies in the city of Cincinnati who haven't stepped up in the past or, you know, were part of Cincinnati athletics years ago. All right, well, the Big 12, this is when we need you. We need you to kind of bump up that recognition and at the same time help those brands nationwide as you play in bigger, higher profile teams. So I think just in general, it's a really good move for Cincinnati Athletics, and it kind of shows a nice hit of local support from a big-time company here in Cincinnati.
He's Justin Williams from The Athletic, theathletic.com, and on Twitter, @Williams_Justin. Hey, good catching up. It's been too long. I appreciate you making time tonight.
Anytime. Thanks, Lance.
There you go. Justin Williams from The Athletic. Game time coming up 7 o'clock. Dan and Terry with coverage in a matter of minutes. Bottom of the hour. Up next, Xavier deals with the post, at least for the next month, the post Zach Fremantle era, or at least period. Sean Miller on what that means, the concerns that come with it as we continue. Darnell Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health providing our region with the most advanced treatments for brain and spine. It's going to be stop and go for about 4 or 5 minutes on 75 northbound after Norwood Lateral. Accident on the right shoulder, you're stop and go from Mitchell Avenue. Also a problem on the collector ramp, 7175 south. From Erlinger, it looks like the right shoulder of the collector ramp is blocked with an accident. That's got the ramp slow, ramp traffic there. 275 west after Springfield Pike, it's an accident on the right shoulder. And stop and go about 10 minutes on 75 south between Glendale Milford and Ronald Reagan Highway. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
Tonight, increasing clouds and a low of 21. For our Thursday, clouds and sun, a high of 41. At night, we drop to 20 under partly cloudy skies. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist.
Throw them all at your next party by playing the bagpipes.
Sometimes it's hard to know what to believe.
Remember, it just isn't a party until it's a bagpipe party.
But you can always count on Scott Sloan.
I face the same problems you do. So let's talk about them and have a little fun along the way.
Check out Sloney tomorrow morning at 9 on 700 WLW and be sure to catch his podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, is live in Ohio. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in Ohio with DraftKings. I've got a deal for you. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with promo code 700WLW and bet $5 or more get $200 in bonus bets instantly. And we're talking Super Bowl time now. Super Bowl 57 on the docket. Eagles a 1.5 favorite at last check over the Chiefs. Don't forget, DraftKings has the best features, including Super Bowl same game parlays and player props. The props will be a blast. The payouts are fast and easy and right at your fingertips. Here's what you do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers can use promo code 700WLW to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on anything. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code 700WLW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus. Physically present in Ohio. Valid one offer per first time deposit.